Okay. So yesterday, basically, we started the beginning of the part A of Chinuch Klali. We're basically discussing, really coming off of the big question mentioned by many Rishonim on the Daf and elsewhere, as to how you shtim, how you align our sugya of Chinuch, or really the whole entire notion of Chinuch, cited in our Gemara, with our psak of Katan Ochel Mavelos in Bezin. So yesterday we discussed the first mahalach in the Rishonim, which basically said the mitzvah of chinuch is limited to mitzvahs aseh. So we spent most of Shir yesterday trying to develop the reason for that chiluk and the impact of that approach on, I'll say, the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. Fine. So today I would like to transition to the second mahalach in the Rishonim, and the alternative answer offered by the Rishonim to that question of how you align those two klalim of the mitzvah of chinuch on the one hand with the klal of katan ochel nevelos in beis and mitzvah and lafrisha. So what is the second answer offered by the Rishonim?
Chinuch between the father and bezdin.
Exactly. To say that what? The mitzvah of chinuch.
It only applicable to the father and not to bezdin.
Exactly. So therefore, you have the mitzvah of chinuch which applies to the father, and there's no stira to katan ochel nevelos in beis din mitzvah and lafrisha, because the point is, the father would be mitzvah, presumably, to stop him, but because the mitzvah chinuch is limited to the father, Beis Din is not mitzvah, it's not mitzvah to stop him. So this is the shita. This is the second day down in the Tosfos Yishanim, it's the second day in the Tosfos Rosh on the Daf, and it's the second day in Tosfos Nazir Chavches that you guys all saw. And someone else who holds this is who else limits the mitzvah chinuch to the father, and says the. What did you say?
Rambam.
Exactly.
Simply.
It's okay. Left side here. Good. So the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Osuros, Perek Yudzayin Halacha Chavches, says this explicitly.
Who was the first one?
The first one. It's it's the second day of the Tosas Yishanim, the Tosas Rosh, and the Tosas Inazir. But right, another shita who holds of this limitation of chinuch to the father is the Rambam. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Machal Sesura in Sefer.
Sefer Ava.
Kedusha.
I give up.
I was on the spot. I apologize. All right, the Hilchos Machal Sesuros, Perak Yudzayin, Halacha Chavches, the Rambam reads as follows. He says, Afal pi she'ein bezdin mitzuvin lahafrish hazakatan, even though the bezdin isn't, right, required to prevent the katan from eating nevelos, mitzvah al aviv ligorbo ulahafrisho kedei lechancho b'kedusha. The mitzvah is incumbent upon the father to prevent the child from violating the law. We'll get back to that lashon in just a moment of mitzvah al aviv, right? So, but just to now analyze these shitos again, the mitzvah of chinuch is limited to the father. We hinted to this yesterday. It would seem that according to all these Rishonim, if the mitzvah of chinuch is limited to the father, it would seem that the mitzvah of chinuch is formulated as a chiyuv on the father. As we pointed out yesterday, if the chiyuv was on the child, so then why would there be any chilukim in terms of who is enforcing it? What do you mean? It's the chiyuv is incumbent upon the katan. If any gadol is there, then their only shaychus to the mitzvah would be midin arvus. Right? If the chiyuv is on the katan, it's like any other mitzvah which is incumbent upon someone else. You're only shaychus to that. Another person's only shaychus to that is midin arvus, this general klali idea of kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. But you don't find any chilukim, like, a specific person is subject to arvus and not another type of person. So once, according to these Rishonim, you find these Rishonim limiting the mitzvah of chinuch to the father, it would seem that they think that the mitzvah of chinuch is chal on the father, on the gadol, and therefore it makes sense. Once the chiyuv is chal on the gadol, it makes sense to say, oh, maybe only a certain type of gadol is subject to the chiyuv, and these Rishonim hold that only the father is subject to the chiyuv. So even misvara, the limitation to the father, implies that the mitzvah is formulated as being chal on the father. And just one diuk, and the Rav, in that piece, I don't know if I signed it, but the Rav in Harei Kedem also makes a diuk in the Rambam, that not only misvara do the yeshitas go hand in hand, right, the limitation to the father implies that the chiyuv is on the father, but also the lashon of the Rambam that I just read, I accentuated it for a reason, says mitzvah al aviv ligorbo lafrisho kedei lechancho. So again, this Rambam implies not just misvara, but also the lashon sounds like the mitzvah is chal on the father. Can I go for it?
Also, the Kesef Mishnah there says that what happens when the father is verdant for reason not being mechanic his kid. So is it the Beis Din should be called for the father to be mechanic his kid, and not that the Beis Din should step in.
Wait, can you repeat that?
So the Kesef Mishnah addresses the issue of what happens, according to in the Shitas Rambam, what happens when a father is being negligent in his chinuch of his child. He's not, you know, preventing his child from being velos or whatever it is that he's doing. So the Pesach Mishnah says, Beis Din should force the father to be mechanic his child properly. It doesn't say the Beis Din should be mechanic the child. The Beis Din should be
So it highlights that really the mitzvah of chinuch is really only incumbent upon, exactly, on the father.
So if the chinuch is on the child himself, not like the mouth, you were saying yesterday, so who says that there's any
chiyuv
on any gedolim to
be mechanech?
So we're saying it would be a chiyuv on anyone.
The chiyuv would be on the child. I'm saying the only the relationship of other people. I'm saying would be midin arvus.
But would any arvus l'katan?
No, just like you have a chiyuv of kiddush. So my relationship to you, to that mitzvah, is midin arvus. That I have a responsibility, midin arvus, to facilitate your kin. That's like a general din, the chol Torah kula. Could call Yisrael Reim Zolazah. So I'm saying, that would be the same thing here. The chiyav, you're the katan, the chiyav's on you. Me, as a bystander, my only relationship to the mitzvah would be midin arvus. So I'm saying, once...
arvus from a bala to a katan?
I would assume so. But I would assume that's an interesting question. I would assume so. But it's not for me as like, you know, you already said kiddush. Can you repeat kiddush just for your child? So, minhag that people do that, right? My son, if you eat kiddush, you're going back to your home, and then the kids were planning it. So again, we could look into that. But what I was trying to say is that the chiluk between the father and other gedolim would seem to imply that the chiyuv is on the gadol, namely the father. Again, you wouldn't make such chilukim if the chiyuv was on the gadol. Okay, fine. So once we basically just, you know, established that both from Misvara and from the lashon of the Rambam, and the Rambam seems to think that the chiyuv of chinuch is chal on the father, so a number of achronim bring the following questions on the Rambam. Basically, how can we basically learn Hilchos Machalos Asuros as saying that the mitzvah of chinuch is chal on the father, if the Rambam in a number of places in Hilchos Brachos seems to imply that the chiyuv of chinuch is really on the katan himself? Where does that come from? Two Rambams. The first Rambam is Hilchos Brachos, Perek Hey Halacha Tesvav Tezayim. So there the Rambam paskins that a katan can be motzi a gadol in Birchos HaMazon, provided that the gadol is only chayav midrabanan. Very similar to the Gemara Brachos. Chafam Beis, exactly. But asi rabanan umape drabanan. Right, so the Rambam paskins that Gemara, that a katan, seemingly a katan is a bar chiyuba midrabanan, can be motzi a gadol who's only chayav midrabanan, who's also only a bar chiyuba midrabanan.
This is Yotos Brachos. Good.
Hey.
Hey,
Hey. Now the one I'm about to quote is Hey Tezvav Tezayin. I'll get back to Aleph in just a moment. And Aleph, he says something else. But here, in terms of the Katan being able to be Motzi or Gadol, that's in Halachos Tezvav and Tezayin. So the way the Achronim asked the question is that, mostly parallel to the way Tosos asks on Rashi in Brachos Memches, basically, how can a Katan be viewed as a Bar Chiyuva Midrabanan to be Motzi, a Gadol is a Bar Chiyuva Midrabanan, unless he himself is a Bar Chiyuva? So, as Achronim point out, back to the Rambam, holds that the Katan is a bar chiyuva midrabanan to be motzi a gadol midrabanan. It must be that the Katan himself is mechuyuv, because how? Why else would he be a bar chiyuva midrabanan if the chiyuv of chinuch is not chal on the Katan himself?
You can ask that anybody. That's the Gemara.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to get back to that in a moment. But if you recall, that's exactly the same kasha that the Tosfos and Brachos Menches asks on Rashi. Says Rashi, how can you formulate the chiyuv of chinuch on the father if it's clear that a katan is a bar chiyuv midrabanan to be motzi a gadol who's only chayav midrabanan? The second question that they ask in the Rambam, or another indication in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the chiyuv of chinuch is chal on the katan, is hey alav in brachos. There, the Rambam has a lashon that where he says haketanim chayavim bebirchas hamazon midivrei sofrim kidei lechonchan bemitzvos. So again, the lashon of ketanim chayavim.
Pretty straightforward.
That the chiyav is chal on the ketanim. The ketanim themselves are mechiyav. So basically, both on the basis of both of these Rambams, how do you square the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, whose limitation of chinuch to the father and whose lashon of mitzvah of it both implying the chiyav of chinuch is on the father? How do you square that Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros with these two Rambams in Hilchos Brachos, both Hey Aleph and Hey Tezvav Tezayin, which seem to imply in the opposite direction that the chiyav of chinuch is really chal on the katan himself? So the Gris, which I had you see, which some of you guys saw, I think some of you guys did not, you'll probably be able to a lot of time tomorrow during Seder to look at that. So the Gris in is the, just the background, the Gris, which is the Brisker Rav, who famously has, as you know, a safer chibur on the Rambam, also has, you know, as a Sfarim on Shas, which is written by his Talmidim. Son. Is Reb Chaim's son, the Brisker Rav, who basically writes this Chidusha Griz al Hashas. So here is this piece specifically is a Nazir Chaches on the base. It's close to that, you know, same daf as that Tosos that we had. Again, the Sugi of Chinuch comes up there. So there, the Griz has the following suggestion, and the Rav in Hare Kedem, in Chilak Aleph, which is on Yuma, among other things, but Chilak Aleph, Simon, Samach, Gimel. So there, both the Griz and the Rav, his nephew, to keep the family tree in line. Right, so both the Rav and his uncle, the Griz, have the following suggestion to resolve the stira. In classic Brisker methodology, they say there's no stira because it's tzvei dinim. There are two different dinim of chinuch. Right, they say one din of chinuch applies to Lavin, and the chinuch which applies to Lavin is chal on the father. That's why the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, who's dealing with Lavin, formulates the chiyav in terms of the father. It lo sase.
Oh,
la, yeah.
They won't be able to say like the answer you said before. Kind of only on kinase.
Correct. Yeah, because they're dealing with the Rambam who clearly applies it to la.
Working both together.
Yeah, we'll get there in a second. Exactly. So you're saying they're two different dinim. There is the din of chinuch which applies to lavin, and that exactly, and that applies. That's chal on the father. Like the chinuch of lavin is. It's chal on the father and is limited to the father. Hence, the Rambam Hilchos Machalos Asuros, both in lashon and in content. But there's a second din. There's a second din of chinuch, which is applicable to mitzvos aseh, and that chinuch is a din in the katan himself. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, in the context of the mitzvos aseh of birchos hamazon, formulates in lashon the chiyuv chinuch in terms of the katan. Katanim chayavim the birchos hamazon. And in terms of din, by saying that a katan is a bar chiyuva in regards to birchas hamazon, to be able to be motzi another bar chiyuva mi dirabanan. So in short, both the Griz and the Rav basically answer the stira by saying there are two tracks, two types of chinuch. There's a chinuch of lo saaseh, which is chal on the father, and the chinuch of aseh, which is chal on the katan himself. Yeah.
Why would the aseh be on the katan and not on the father?
Yeah, that's a very good question. They do not develop that. That is something that should be developed. We have to think about that more. That's an excellent question. I'm just thinking about it on the spot. It's a great question. Perhaps based on what we said yesterday, we can go halfway there. Right? If the chinuch of, based on the Tosa Rosh we saw yesterday.
That's more important.
In the sense, in terms of the impact. Right. That the S, right, mitzvos aseh are the ones that have the enduring impact on the katan.
So
specifically, the chinuch by mitzvos aseh are the ones that are focused on the katan, because that's the one that has the enduring impact of the katan, and therefore it applies to
directly
ketan. Exactly, it's chal on the katan as well. By mitzvos lo saaseh, which doesn't, according to Tosafot, doesn't have an impact, right, on katan. See yesterday's shir for her long discussion there. Since the passive lo saaseh don't have an enduring impact on the katan, therefore perhaps that type of chinuch is only shayach to the gadol.
Then why is it shayach to the gadol?
Maybe the gadol's mind made you know about the lo saaseh from the kids.
Or as we'll get to in a second, we didn't really explain the svara behind the chinuch michal on the gadol. But when we get to that, you'll be able to understand why specifically the father. And we'll give the svara for that. Correct, because the frequency only.
If I hold up there's a chinuch on the father, since it's called the chinuch, that means I don't care if it happens three times or 17 times, so it seems.
Yeah, because we pointed out yesterday, the inyan of frequency, of mikra versus regila, is only when you're focused on the impact on the katan. But we're saying by losa say that this version of chinuch is chal on the father. We're going to say, and we'll suggest in a couple of moments, that the version of chinuch, which is chal on the father, has nothing to do with the impact on the child necessarily. It could be based on the father's connection to the avera at hand. That doesn't necessarily make sense right now, because we'll explain that in a couple of minutes. But that's an excellent question, and I think it's important to put yesterday's shir together with this.
What source is there that there's a second type of chinuch for a lot?
So, mitzvah, that's a, by deraisas, that's an excellent question to ask, because, you know, a deraisa always needs a makor. So if you need two, if you have two dinam midaraisa, you should have two psukim. But since the mitzvah of chinuch is only midirabanan, you don't really need a source. We were just saying there are two takanos. That's it. It's always a, whenever you hear two dinam, that should be your next question. Because you need to find two makoros, provided that it's deraisa. If it's derabanan, then the answer is that there's two distinct takanos chazal. Okay, fine. So that's the first answer to the Rambam. Basically, two dinim, therefore no stira. But I would like to suggest an alternative exactly based on what Yehuda just said. Basically, the question in the Rambam is a little bit flawed. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Hey, Tezvat Tezayin, is just paskening the Gemara in Brachos Chof on the base. Right, the idea of a katan who's a baruch yiva midrabanan being able to be motzi a gadol who's chayav midrabanan, that's a beferish brisa on brachos chafam beis. So you have to explain that according to all shitos. So, for instance, Rashi, who holds that the chiyav chinuch is chal on the father.
Which question?
I mean, the question of how you understand the gemara in brachos chafam beis of why a katan could be motzi a gadol, if the gadol is chayav midrabanan, but the question was, oh, that implies that the katan is a baruch yuva midrabanan. So that's a good question, but everyone holds the Gemara. So it's not a question on the Rambam, I mean, it's a question on the Rambam, but it's not a proof that he doesn't hold that the chiyav is chal on the father, because, for instance, Rashi, who holds that the chiyav is chal on the father, also has to account for that din, as highlighted the fact that Tosfos, Brachos Emchaz, asks that very question on Rashi. So the same. So the question is, if the chiyav is chal on the father, so then the katan should be a baruch yuva, so then why could it be motzi? So the same answer you have to give for Rashi, you could also give for the Rambam, while still maintaining that the chiyav is chal on the father.
It still begs the question, obviously.
Right? Yeah, about to, yeah, exactly. So we're about to answer that right now. But just structurally, I mean, that we're just trying to prove that the fact that the Rambam paskins that Gemara shouldn't be a proof that he rejects the notion of the chiyav being chal on the father, because we see the Rishonim, right, such as Rashi, accept the approach of the chiyav is chal on the father, and yet they clearly hold. So you have to answer that question.
But aren't there a lot of other Rambams that seem to say that the chiyav is chal on the katan?
Yeah, so we're going to get that in a moment. We'll hopefully better be able to understand those Rambams with this suggestion right now. So, as you pointed out, you know, it still begs the question, how, if the chiyav is chal on the father, so why is the katan a bar chiyuva to be able to be motzi a gadol who's only chayiv in Yerubat?
Why can't be both?
Both in what sense?
The father is chayiv, and the katan is chayiv.
Well, we have a mitzvah, it should be one. Meaning, who is the subject of the chiyuv now?
The father has to enforce it, and the son has to do it. Why? What? It could be two ways. The father has to chiyuv to make sure it's done, the son has to chiyuv to do it.
You don't have other people, meaning if one person is chayiv, where you don't really have a concept of other people being chayiv also. There's an idea of arvus, which is like a secondary factor, but in terms of the primary mechuyav, you don't really have two people primarily, you know, two primary mechuyavim. So, yeah. So I'd like to suggest an idea based on something we developed yesterday. When we pointed out yesterday, I don't know if it was Pashtun, but we developed yesterday that even if the focus of the mitzvah of the chinuch is on the impact on the katan moving forward, the chiyuv can still be chal on the father to ensure that the katan, that the katan's future is not, tampered with.
Say more time.
Namely, we saw from the Rashi in Sukkah Beis Mabeis that even if you think that the chiyuv chinuch is chal on the father, the focus of chinuch is still on the future of the katan.
Right.
So you have this nuance, in between shita, where the chiyuv is formally chal on the father, but the purpose is in terms of the impact on the child, on the katan, moving forward.
Wait, what's the hamidim?
What do you mean?
What else would be?
Oh yeah, so we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. We'll get to that later. That there's an alternative that perhaps
it's not
the chiyuv.
The father's own saying.
Well, we'll get there. In terms of the father's relationship with the aveira itself, and just like it didn't make sense before, doesn't make sense yet because we'll do it towards
that's
the end of the year.
That's what we saw this.
Exactly, that's the COVID shirt in the context of Lefnei Iver. We'll get there. Exactly. But with that idea in mind, again, the chiyuv is chal on the father, but the purpose, I'll say the goal is related and focused on the katan, it's possible to say that, that because the focus, exactly, even though the chiyuv is chal on the father, because the purpose of the mitzvah relates to the katan, it could be that that grants the katan a status of bar chiyuva. The chiddush being that a bar chiyuva midrabanan, the status of bar chiyuva, is not limited to the person who is formally mechuyav b'davar, but as long as you are, let's say, the subject of the mitzvah,
you're also
considered a. There's at least a lower level bar status of bar chiyuva.
Well, it's lower level. Okay, Moshe, it's just the same.
Whoa. Exactly, the lower level, because tie it back to Rashi, that this lower level, means that it's a lower level bar chiyuva midrabanan, which will only be able to be motzi a bar chiyuva midrabanan.
It's a higher level still, though.
But it's not.
So it doesn't really matter.
But it cannot be motzi a chiyuv, a bar chiyuva midaraisa, which a classical bar chiyuva could. In short, just to explain it to everyone,
this is
clear?
Gemara from yesterday.
Well, yeah, we were dealing with those Gemaras in Brachos. So basically, in short, perhaps the resolution of how both Rashi and Rambam, who both hold that the chiyuv is chal on the father, the reason why they think the katan is full of bar chiyuva, I'm suggesting that bar chiyuva is not limited to the person who's formally mechuyav b'davar, but can also extend, at least there's another type of bar chiyuva, or a secondary, lower level bar chiyuva, which applies to someone who is the subject of the mitzvah, even if he is not formally mechuyav. And therefore, again, this works out very well, that's how Rashi would explain it. Again, works out very nicely, because Rashi, based on the Rashi in Sukkah, is also the one who specifically adopts this approach, who says, the chiyuv is chal on the father, but it's about impacting the future of the katan. Remember, putting the Rashi in Brachos, the Rashi in Sukkah together. So now putting them all together. Exactly. So now we can suggest that the Rambam really holds that the chiyuv is on the father. There are no two dinim. It's always, the chiyuv is always chal on the father, both for Essen and for Lo Saseh. But the reason why he's a bar chiyuva midrabanan is because the focus of the mitzvah is on the katan, and therefore that grants the katan a status of bar chiyuva. And now, perhaps this is why the Rambam also sometimes, as we'll see in a moment, we're going to go through a number of Rambams, the Rambam many times formulates the chiyuv in terms of the father, and many times formulates the chiyuv, chinuch, in terms of the katan. So it seems, if you go through these Rambams, it seems like it's a major stira. But perhaps with this approach, you can explain why the Rambam is alternating between these different mitzvos. Again, we'll see, these are all within the realm of mitzvos aseh. So the grizzes, the mahalach, the grizz, and the rav, the mahalach between Essen and Los aseh, are not going to help you, because the Rambam interchanges between the formulation in terms of the father and the formulation in terms of the katan, even within mitzvos aseh. So that mahalach is not going to help you. So perhaps, based on what we're suggesting now, we can say that the reason why the Rambam sometimes formulates it in terms of the father, and sometimes formulates it in terms of the katan, is because he's trying to highlight this nuanced middle position.
Now
really, just, I'm finished, that really the chiyuv formally is chal on the father, but he sometimes focuses on the katan because the katan is the subject of the mitzvah of chinuch. Floodgates are open, yeah.
You're saying the katan is a bar chiyuv, not actually being chayav? Is that what you're saying?
That you can have a status of bar chiyuva without it being without the chiyuv being chal on you. That's how Rashi and the Rambam would have to learn it.
I really doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand that.
Same here.
It's not chalon, it's not barchiv.
So we're...
The whole purpose is to do it, have it.
Exactly.
You're not a barchiv.
Okay, so again, this is... So obviously this is gets into the topic which we're not going to get into in terms of barchiv. It's a whole big sugya. Probably we shouldn't touch upon it. A lot of issues that come up barchiv, and it's not so pasha that it's about, you know, what are you mechuyev in right now? There's a lot of issues about, you know, potential and certain things which don't seem to, you know, it's not a straightforward, oh, are you chayev or not? You know, there's certain shittos that say, oh, even if you're only chayev in derabanan, if you have potential in other contexts, v'chayev midaraisa, that makes you a totally different type of barchiv than, you know, if you didn't have potential to be derabanan. You, according to that logic, what do you mean, lemaisa, are you chayev? So, It's clear then.
Doesn't Baruch Yehuda literally translate to you are chayev?
I know, but I'm trying to show you that the sugya Baruch Yehuda is complicated, where other factors, besides for Lamaisa, what are you mechuyev in right now, are taken into account. So it could be that really the issue of Baruch Yehuda is in terms of it's really about your shaychus to the mitzvah, your connection to the mitzvah. Only when you're connected to the mitzvah can you then be motzi other people. So it could be that one way to be connected to the mitzvah is when you're formally mechuyev b'davar. But another way to be connected, perhaps, you know, albeit on a lower level, but connected nonetheless, is if you were the subject, the purpose of the mitzvah relates to you.
So
it's a chiddush, but...
If you're that lower level, how can you mostly a higher level of the rabbanim?
No, they're both. They both mean the rabbanim.
One's at a higher level.
But the rabbanim doesn't really matter.
I don't know if it doesn't matter, but again, the sugya, it's clear from the sugya of Baruch Yehuda that... Let's say I put it, for example, it's clear from the Gemara Memches that if you're Baruch Yehuda Midrabanan, you can be Motzi Baruch Yehuda Midaraisa. What do you mean? It's a higher level. So I'm just showing you from these
different... Joseph's arguing that.
Yeah.
Okay, but Rashi, and we're within Rashi. So it's clear that the Sugya Baruch Yehuda, it's not just simple, you have to be exactly the same. For Rashi, it's clearly not that way. For sure, from Midrabanan to Midaraisa, and now we're suggesting here that even within Midrabanans, there could be different levels as well. Brian?
Oh, yeah, so... Yeah. Point where you're saying, yeah, it's just the Rambam just haphazardly chose. Oh yeah, and Halacha Sukkah would do from the son's point of view. But you have to go through each.
Yeah, so
case.
We're going to go through the different Rambams right now. I do not have a suggestion in terms of what the nature of the breakdown is. I wish I did. I was thinking about it. It's very hard.
Yeah.
Again, they're all Mitzvah Sase.
Right.
So you don't have a clear Lo Sase essay breakdown. Mm-hmm. I would love that. Would be the next step. Mm-hmm. That'll be something to think about. But I, at the moment, I do want to go through the Rambams in a moment, but. One last question. Just go
we're trying to figure out who's the Barchiv, who's Chayev, is it the son, is it the father? But in asking that question, we would have, and considering that the Barchiv may be the son, I think we have to ask, like, what would it mean for the son to be a Chayev in anything even their bottom? Why would the son have to live to their bottom? He has always been a Bosasa. Why would the son ever, like, what's forcing the son to listen to their bottom?
Okay, very good question. Again, it's interesting. I was going to come to that from the opposite angle, because when we get to the reason why, you know, why the Shittos think that it's the Chalam of Father, I was going to suggest exactly that question. The reason why, and we'll see it in Ramban as a Lashon like this, the reason why some Rishonim adopt, you know, saying that really it's Chalam of Father, I think it's exactly that, because, or you can say Kain Daraisa, like, you know, you ever find Lo Matzina by Daraisa that about them, obviously. So yeah, so you're just coming from the flip, you're asking on the other Shitta, so if you think that it is Chalam the Son, on the katan, so what binds the sun? That's basically
I
was going to say that question could be the reason for the other shittos, but that doesn't answer your question.
The other shittos that say it's called the sun have to answer the question.
100%. I'm saying I was thinking along the same lines, but yeah. Okay. So let's just quickly go through the different. Hopefully, you guys are able to see it. If not, you'll see it tomorrow. They go through a number of the Rambams. You just look at. The different Rambams in the realm of Chinuch, it seems to be, I'll say half and half, really, like a tie, in terms of, sometimes he decides to formulate in terms of the Gadol, and sometimes he decides to formulate in terms of the Kata. And again, we just suggested a possible resolution to that, but it's important just to, to document, the evidence, as they say. So just to go through it quickly, it's the following three Rambams, the Lashonas in all these cases, and we'll read them in just a moment. Basically, in the following three Rambams, the Rambam formulates the mitzvah chinuch in terms of the father. So the first one is Hilchos Kriyat Shema, in the context of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. There the Rambam says, "Umelamdin es haketanim lekrosa baunasa v'chule v'chule." So again, instead of saying ketanim are chayavim in Kriyat Shema, it rather says that the father or the gedolim are mechuyavim to be malamed to teach the children, the ketanim, to read Kriyat Shema. That's one example. Second example is in Hilchos Tefillin Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. There the Rambam says as follows in the context of the mitzvah of tefillin. Katan sheyodea lishmor tefillin, aviv lokeach lo tefillin, kidei lechancha b'mitzvos. Very clear, not that the katan should put on the tefillin, but rather the father should literally take tefillin for the katan, really, basically place the tefillin on the katan, again, very much focused on the gadol, the father, in the mitzvah. And then in terms of chametz and matzah, in the context of the mitzvah of matzah, this is Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Rambam says, Katan sheyachol le'echol pas, mechanchin oso b'mitzvos, u'machilin oso kizayis matzah. Again, referring to the gadol, and saying, the gadol should cause him to eat. Again, focused on the gadol. So again, in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Tefillin, and chametz and matzah, the focus is on the gadol. And the following four Rambams, the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of chinuch in terms of the katan. Let's go through them quickly. First one in, we just saw before, in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph, is in the context of Birchas Hamazon. It says, Hakatanim chayavim bebirchas Hamazon midivrei sofrim. Again, it's that the katanim are chayavim. And then in Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes, in the context of Tzitzis, it says, midivrei sofrim shekol katan shiodea liyisativ. Any katan who's able, who knows how to wrap himself in a talis, chayev b'tzitzis kedei lechanecho b'mitzvos. Again, formally in the chayev in terms of katan. Two more, Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, in the context of Sukkah. Katan she'ino tzarech le'imo, shehu ki ben chamesh ki ben sheish, right, a katan who no longer needs to be to live with his mother, 5 or 6 years old. Chayev b'sukkah midivisofrim, again, the katan is chayev. And lastly, lulav, Perek Zayin Halacha Yotes, he says, Katan Hayodea Linanea, Katan who knows how to shake the lula properly, Chayev the lula. And Divrei Sofrim Kedei Lechanecho. Again, all these Rambams, three on one side, four on the other, some of them focusing on the Gadol, some of them focusing on the Katan. Again, all within the realm of Mitzvos Aseh, so you don't have that chilek of the Griz and the Rav to draw a clean distinction between Aseh and Los Aseh. So according to what we're suggesting now, you have this nuanced middle, Chiyuv is Chal on the father, but the focus of the Mitzvah is on the Katan. Perhaps that's why the Rambam alternates, to really highlight both elements. Again, the next stage would be to try to understand why in each context he picks which one. That I do not have a suggestion for, but yeah.
That's my question also.
It seems like I agree with your reasoning. It just seems
100%.
Maybe we misunderstood the grizz and the rub, and it seems like such a it's not obvious, but it's not this isn't exactly so esoteric. I mean
100%.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't mean to diminish the truth of that. Seems correct to me, but
I think that was a comment. I don't. I'm not sure.
But it,
I was,
no it says yeah. chayev. Not bar chayev, is it?
No. But the formulation. Meaning, when you say a katan is chayev,
right?
That sounds different. I'll tell you in the context of mitzvah saseh. Mm-hmm. When the Rambam, sometime in a number of cases, formulates the chayev in terms of the father, that seems to go against the griz and the rav, who think that all mitzvah saseh are chal and katan. These are all diukim based on the formulation of. I guess, meaning,
but he holds that it's entirely on the father, no? And the
in terms of the since the purpose is the katan, therefore sometimes he focuses on the katan.
But focusing.
Oh, you're saying in terms of the lashon of chiyuv? Yeah. That's a good point.
It's like how.
Yeah, the weakness of what I'm saying is that the Rambam says katanim are chayavim. So I'm just again in isolation. If I saw the Rambam, I would say the chiyuv is chal on the katan. But in light of the other Rambams, something has to give. So I would say when it says the katan is chayav, it means that the purpose of the mitzvah, I mean that's the subject. He's the subject of the mitzvah, and the purpose of the mitzvah is on the katan.
Like the other answer doesn't have that. It works with the lashon.
But
what's the weakness?
The weakness is that in all these mitzvahs I say. Specifically in Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Matzah, the Rambam focuses on the father,
right.
But according to the Griz and the Rav, all mitzvahs aseh are nothing to do with the father, it has to do with the katan.
Oh,
so that's, I think, is a bigger issue. That's,
So I think it's tefillin. It said, call five in the Christmas time, but it's tefillin. I think it was lashon like that in tefillin. So the tefillin is called Kriyashma. Kriyashma itself is also Malchus Shemayim, which, you know, if we don't give a Ger Katan, it's a whole problem, you know, how exactly we call it Malchus Shemayim.
Okay.
Which, you know, I think after he comes on Ritzvi, he has to actually call the Kalil Malchus Shemayim. So maybe just in terms of Kriyashma, it's not really shy to be, you know, Mechayim with Kriyashma, right? To be Mechayim himself, because... Like,
Matzah is going to be a little problematic with that?
Yeah, so I don't know, I don't have access to Matzah. Maybe we could give two different explanations as to why Kriyashma is different, why Matzah is different, but...
A path of further thought to try to figure out. Interesting. Okay.
And also brachos, but also brachos for the Ben Ishaya, like, does that really make sense? Like, you know,
yeah, the yeah, but definitely good, something to think about. Okay, let's just pick up the pace a little bit. Okay, so finally, basically, just discuss that, you know, all the shitos, you know, the Deos and the Balei Tosfos, and the Rambam who limit, you know, limit the mitzvah chinuch to the father. We pointed out that implied that the chiyuv is chal on the father. So I'd like to just, you know, summarize shitos, other shitos who similarly think the chiyuv of chinuch is chal on the father. Some of them we've done, some of them we haven't. So first, just to summarize, Rashi, in different places we've seen, also holds that the chiyuv of chinuch is on the father. We saw both of these already. Both in Sukkah, Beis and Veiz, we read yesterday, there the Rambam, this Rashi, rather, formulates the mitzvah of chinuch on the father, and there he significantly also says the purpose is the katan. So that's one Rashi. And the other Rashi we pointed out also yesterday, the Memches Amin Aleph, where the Rashi also, in the context of Bar Chiyuva, says, oh, a katan is not a Bar Chiyuva because the chiyuv is chal on the father. So that's Rashi. Then another, you know, Rishon, who similarly holds that the chiyuv of chinuch is chal on the father, this we have not seen, is the Ramban, who's quoted in the Ran and Megillah. So anyone want to give us a little bit of the background in terms of first Machokes Tanaim in the Mishnah and Megillah? Anyone see?
Yeah. When Tanakhama says that Kirishot and Katan can be in Megillah.
For Gedolim.
Yeah, right. Now for Gedolim, it was Machshav Katan. And the problem is that the Ran asks.
Yes, yeah, so right, just to everyone get Machokes, basically between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Megillah there, I think it's your Testament base.
Yeah.
About whether a katan could be motzi gedolim in terms of mikra megillah.
Why are we going to say now though?
Like, because here we'll see that the Ramban is going to explain really both of these shitos as holding that the chiyuv, that the mitzvah chinuch is chal on the father. So it's another rishon who holds like Rashi, okay, and we're suggesting like the Rambam and like those other, you know, shitos in the Balei Tosfos, that the chiyuv of chinuch is chal on the father.
So you'd answer the same way as.
Yeah, yeah. We're just trying to document, you know, this idea that the chiyuv of chinuch is chal on the father. Yeah. So what is the Ramban? What's the Ran and the Ramban trying to address?
So the problem is with the Mishnah, you have a catch-22. If the Mishnah is referring to a katan shidiyah l'chinuch, then the shita of the Tanakhama doesn't make sense. Why it can't be mostly the Rabban?
Because it's also the Rabbanan. He's you know, bar chiyuv midrabbanan, chayv chinuch midrabbanan. He motzi the gadol, who's only bar chiyuv midrabbanan. It's a mitzvah drabbanan of mikra megillah. So what does the Ramban answer?
And so he says, really it's a case of katan shiyah l'chinuch, but however, if you understand that the chiyuv is midin the father, is a chiyuv on the father, therefore you can't be most of the others, it's not his obligation. So that's the Ramban Tanakhama.
Exactly. So basically, in short, the Ramban adopts this approach and says, really the chiyuv of chinuch is chal on the father,
yeah,
and because it's chal on the father, therefore the son cannot be motzi a gadol. And that's the position, that's the reason behind Tanakhama. The reason why Katan can't be
where's the Ramban here?
The Ramban is quoted by the Ramban.
Okay.
Well, so how does he explain why Brachos? I know it's a problem.
Yeah.
He said two Durabans.
Yeah, so he's lobbed off because the Gemara in Brachos by saying the Gemara in Brachos is talking about a gadol.
But if you're the Gemara, it's talking about a gadol.
Yeah. The Ran rejects the Ramban because of that.
If he was answering.
Let's just finish the Ramban first. So the Ramban explains the Rabbanan and says, oh, the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, hold the Shita. The reason why you can't be Motzi is because you're not a Bar Chiyuva, because the Chiyuv of Chinuch is Chal Mafan, which is exactly what we're looking at. But then the question is, how are we going to explain Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Katan can be Motzi. So if you stop reading, I would say, oh, so maybe Hagufa is Machokas.
Yeah,
and it's not such a big deal because we pass in like the Chumim. So even if the Ramban, you know, really likes this idea of the Chiyav of Chinuch, in Chal and the Father, you know, you're aligning yourself with the Chachamim. So the Shitas Yachid, Rebbe Yehuda, doesn't agree with you. But yet, it's always fascinating, the Ramban doesn't want to concede that anybody disagrees with this Yisod. Sometimes you find that Rishonim holds so stark of an idea, they want to say everyone holds it. So he says, even Rebbe Yehuda, who thinks that the Katan can be Motzi, Gedolim, in the Mikra Megillah, even he agrees. Even Rebbe Yehuda agrees the Chi of his Chal and the Father. So then why can the Katan be Motzi? He's not a Baruch Yehuda. Exactly, because he invokes the factor of Afin Hayyubo'oso Anais, which again, which is its own issue. The Ron questions this. He says, oh, because of Afin Hayyubo'oso Anais, therefore that's a special mechayev of a katan, which therefore says that because the katan is involved in this mitzvah, because of Afin Hayyubo'oso Anais, therefore the katan is equated with Gedolim, because they're all included, they're all shayach to the mitzvah in the same way, they're all, you know, Afin Hayyubo'oso Anais, therefore since they have the same relationship to the mitzvah, therefore that is an exception, that even though the katan is not really a bar chiyuva, really the chiyuv is chalon the father, even so, because of Afin Hayyubo'oso Anais, the katan can't be moti. So again, very important that Ramban is adopting this approach, that the chiyuv is chalon the father, so much so that he even Petochak says that this is Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, and it has to come out to a Chiddush of Afin Hayyubo'oso Anais, because he wants to hold that all Tanaim agree with this Yisod.
What happened to the thing about two Darabans?
We're not going to get into that because we don't have time, but that's Tosas' alternative answer to the question. That's more of a Bar Chiyuva issue, which I only want to get to in as much as it impacts the Chiyuva.
But if he's a Bar Chiyuva, then why shouldn't he be able to be one?
He's not
a
Bar Chiyuva.
Why not?
Because the Chiyuva is Chal and Vahler.
But then what about the case of the benching?
Yeah, that's what he lopped off because the Gemara. He says, oh, when the Gemara in Brachos, Chafan Beis, says that Katan, Kibi Motzi, Agadon, it doesn't really mean a Katan. It's really a Gadon.
So he doesn't have the problem that we had with the
Exactly.
So is he reading it that it's a Katan Magabe Abi? Like, it doesn't matter how old the kid is, because he's a son?
Yeah, meaning sometimes you have that those Lashonos in... like you have the Katan idea, like Katan Somech al Shulchan Aviv, where in the Gemara will explain Katan there doesn't really lot after Katan. It means Katan in terms of that he's the son of the father. So again, it's a chiddush to learn that here, because you know, meaning generally that's in cases where you care about the factor of, you know, who supports and whatever. Here you don't have that, so that's why it's a chiddush. And the Ran rejects the Ramban because of that. So it's too lot after.
Summarize Ramban one more time.
The Ramban. So Ramban basically, in short, says that the reason why the Rabbanan think that the Katan cannot be Motzi, Agadol, and Mikra Megillah is because although he's the Katan is a Giyah L'Chinuch, the Chiyav of Chinuch is Chal on the Father, not on the Katan. And then he says, even Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that the Katan can be Motzi, the Agadol, it's not because he thinks that the Katan is really Mechuyav, he also agrees that the Chiyav of Chinuch is on the Father. But the reason why the Rebbe Yehuda argues is because of the separate factor of Afin Hayyubo'oso Anais.
And he argues, he doesn't like that.
Ron also asks about Afin Hayyubo'oso Anais. I don't want to get into that because that's a side topic. But yeah. Okay, fine. So the last thing I want to discuss, everyone's been asking me about this, is... Oh. So we've been developing, within all these shittos, this idea of the Chiyav of Chinuch being Chal on the Father. So now I'd like to understand, so why is that the case? Two approaches in terms of why the Chiyav is Chal on the Father. So the first approach, which is, according to most of you guys, counterintuitive, is that the reason why the Chiyav is Chal on the Father is because the Chiyav of Chinuch has nothing to do with the child. Not his future, not his present, it has nothing to do with the child. It's rather about the father only. In the sense that you as a father, if you just allow your child to be over Isurim, that's an inappropriate way of the father's, is an inappropriate way of the father relating to that mitzvah. Which is a very bechidish, and we'll show evidence for this in a moment, that someone could have an inappropriate relationship to an Averot or to a mitzvah, not just based on whether they themselves violate it, but also if they allow others to violate it. Where does this idea come up? Comes up is where the Kovet Shirim in the context of Lifnei Iver. Where the Kovet Shirim of Rav Chanan develops this, and I think I've heard this, that a number of Achronim say this, that the when it comes to the mitzvah for Isser of Lifnei Iber, it's the Isser of Lifnei Iber.
What's this?
What? Lifnei Iber is the idea of you not. It's a problem for you to facilitate someone else's Avera. Even though you're not doing the Avera, you can't. Literally, it's. Meaning in front of a blind, lifnei iver lo sitei michshol, you can't place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So the way that's interpreted, figuratively, is that you can't facilitate someone else doing an avera. So a number of achronim develop that, in addition to the simple bein adam lechavero factor of that, oh, it's just improper, you know, for you to facilitate, you know, bein adam lechavero, you're, you know, causing your friends, your fellow Jew, to be nichshol, that's a problem. But they say, in addition to that factor, the bein adam lechavero element, there's also a bein adam lemakom element between the machshil, or the person facilitating, and Hashem. What do you mean? He's not violating the avera. And the way Rabbi Chanan and other achronim develop is that by facilitating the violation of an avera, the fact that an avera is being done on your watch, through your facilitation, that is an inappropriate way for you to. Is an inappropriate way of you relating to that avera. So an avera doesn't just prohibit you from violating it, but also prohibits you from facilitating other people from doing it.
Where is this discussed?
This is the Kovet Shirim. It's Rav Chanan Wasserman in Ha'etzal Ma'amar Komas in the brackets, Masachas Psachim Os Sadi Hay. See them up. Lifnei Iver.
Is there nothing considered facilitating?
What?
Is there nothing
considered? We're going to get that in just a moment. Excellent point.
Shtiga Kavada.
Sadi.
So is it part of Lifnei Iver or part of you're not supposed to act to the Avera?
That's, according to Vachanan, that's part of Lifnei Iver.
Yeah.
Part of Lifnei Iver is that element of it being a problem of your relationship to an Avera if that Avera is violated on your watch.
Why is it called Chinuch and not?
No, okay. This is all Lifnei Iver. It's all the thing.
And then Nachmi is between the two?
Yeah. Lifnei Iver applies to anybody. And Lifnei Iver only applies, as the Gemara says, to Trei Ibra Denaro. Only when, which literally means on
right.
Two sides
the
of the river. Where the person can only violate.
With you.
Based on your facilitation. Meaning, I think the case is it's a Nazir, and the glass of wine is on one side of the river, the Nazir is on the other side of the river. The only way he can drink that wine is if you pass it over. So Lifnei Iver only applies when the model it's called Trei Ibra Denaro, two sides of the river, when the violation couldn't happen without your involvement. That's Lifnei Iver, but because of that involvement, we'll explain it in just a moment, it applies to anybody. So now I'm just trying to bring that as a mashal. Now we're trying to borrow that same idea of there being an inappropriate way of relating to an avera, even if you don't, even if you yourself do not violate it, but if it's violated by someone else,
I'd like
to now carry that over to Chinuch and say that perhaps a father allowing someone in his house to violate an avera is an inappropriate way of the father relating to this particular avera.
That's much stronger.
Oh. So now the question, we'll highlight this in a moment, the question you could ask is like, okay, so why is chinuch limited to a father? And why is lifnei iver applied to anybody? If it's the same idea. So the answer is based on what Shalom's hinting at. There are different levels of facilitation. Is that we pointed out before, lifnei iver applies to anybody because that is a high level connection to the avera. You actively facilitated the avera. You handed, without you, the avera couldn't be violated.
Or you were necessary, right? Yeah,
exactly.
You were necessary.
You were, exactly.
Not that you were sufficient. You were necessary.
You were necessary. Without you, it wouldn't happen. But in the case of chinuch, as we pointed out yesterday, especially by Losasei, it's passive. So it could be only a father who is connected to the child based on their relationship. So only in the context of a father do we say that the passive allowance, you know, do we say the passive allowance of someone else, is the only time we say the passive allowance of someone else will reflect badly on the person who just passively allowed the other person to do it, only when those two people are connected. It's only when it's your son in your household. Because the fact that he's your son, there's a general responsibility as a father to watch over him. So for the fact that, you know, as they say, you know, sometimes an omission is a commission. And in this context, as a father, to passively sit idly by and allow the katan to be over the avera, that's an inappropriate, you know, relationship to the avera.
I mean, it's also in the long term as well, if he doesn't do it now, then the kid
kid is going to learn that he can do things, whatever, that he shouldn't be doing.
It gets to yesterday's discussion about Lavin, but...
Well, is this a question?
Yeah.
But a katan himself is not doing any avera, so you're facilitating nothing.
But I hear it. But the idea, you know, but meaning the idea is that, meaning there is an achilas and a nevela. There is an achilas nevela taking place on your watch, and that meaning, and the point is that you should be setting a standard in your house where like nevela is frowned upon and completely. That shouldn't be the source of nutrition in your house. Right? So although it's not, you're right, it's not a formal avera, the fact that that, we'll call that same maisa, which for gadol is an avera, that should not be done for your
child. Could that be another reason why it's a limit to the father here as well? Because it's not really doing a real avera?
Could be.
And that explains why it's only the lavin that's on the father, because that's just passive.
It's not lavin davka passive, I'm saying even passive.
So then according to the opinion that a lavin was the father and the...
I'm not dealing with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with the approach that the chiyuv chal on the father, for all these rishonim, it's for everything.
Right.
So I'm saying for sure essen, and you know, in even lavin. So just to, yeah.
But saying that the father would be taking the chiyuv
meaning
this
is not based on future impact.
I'm saying he's not goyer now.
If he's not goyer,
there's no reason the kid shouldn't be on the veil when he's 14. And he's eating by when he's 14, then it's the same.
Yeah, but this approach we're developing now is not focused on the future of the katan.
That's
the next approach.
On the
father. I'm trying to suggest that I think there are two approaches within these rishonim, all the Bali Tosfos, the Rambam, the Rashi, and the Ramban, right? That the mitzvah is chal on the father, like to suggest that there are two ways to understand that. Is it chal on the father because it's all the entire focus is on the father? Lifting the Iver, that's what we're trying to develop. That's what everyone was questioning me. By the way, this is the question you guys were all asking before. Right?
Yeah.
So this is all nothing to do with the katan, nothing to do with this future. It's all about the inappropriate relationship of the father to the aver. We'll get to the katan in just a moment, that we already know.
Yeah, this for the asin.
So perhaps along the same lines.
Inappropriate habit to say in your house.
Yeah, it's similar. You can say that. You can say a similar idea that your relationship, let's not focus on the bitl even, but even your relationship, let's say, just like you know your relationship to lavin on the negative side, even your relationship to mitzvahs on the positive side, it should be that you know it should be part of your house, and therefore you know having your katanim be shy, and also the bitl also.
Well, there's no rational
neither.
I mean, we have no.
I'm saying
there never was.
But the neither was just a mushroom.
Right.
It was a riot.
I mean, because there was a role of eyes when I suggested
it's
a surgeon.
Right.
I didn't even say that. But, one second. Just, I was bringing Lifnei Iver as a mashal, just to show, because it's a counterintuitive idea. Like, what do you mean? Inappropriate, meaning, is an inappropriate relationship? It wasn't me. So just proving from Lifnei Iver that there's a concept of something being done on your watch reflecting on you. That's all I'm doing from Lifnei Iver. So I don't mean just because Lifnei Iver is limited to Yisurim, I'm just bringing that as a mashal that you know other persons, you know, either kiyum or violation can reflect on you. We see that by Lifnei Iver that will carry over to Chinuch. But bein belavim, bein best. That's what I'm suggesting.
Well, in the Rambam, we're saying, Rambam, that the chiyuv is on the father. He keeps saying that the chiyuv is to be margil, the kid, the mitzvah. He doesn't say anything about having this to be done in my house.
Okay, so it could be the Rambam. I'm saying, well, you see, there are two suggestions here. I mean, it could be the Rambam is like Rashi, who seems to take the second approach that the focus of you know the chiyuv is chal on the father, but to ensure. That you know to ensure that the future of the katan, we margil him the mitzvah.
We need one more split this answer.
Again, we have to look at all the shonas, but according to that idea, correct. But again, there's the Rambam.
It's almost as if the Rambam is like it's a little stronger. I mean, he's saying something that's stronger. He's saying the one that says that it's only that we're not talking about the future. We're talking about now. That there's even an inion of some kind of achrayus, you know, of the kid or whatever or something, in the moment.
future, I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting now as a possible understanding. And just to point out, yeah.
Is there a concept of Avichil Hashem?
What?
Is there a concept of Avichil Hashem?
In terms of what?
I mean, I don't know. What would you say about the mitzvah of being goyer, the katan, if he's doing the mechal or
shemayim? So, I'm not sure. I heard you. I'm not sure. I have to think about that. Okay, so just, I was about to say, yeah, so according to this, yeah. All right, so according to this first understanding, that the mitzvah of chinuch chaschal on the father, and the whole focus is on the father, not on the child, so it would be misdaber that according to this understanding that you wouldn't limit the mitzvah of chinuch to essen. Remember, because if the svar of limiting, you know, the chinuch to essen is based on the future impact on the katan, but according to this approach, it has nothing to do with the katan. Right, it's all about the gadol. Therefore, that limitation to essen, based on the future impact of the katan, would be, you know, irrelevant within this understanding. And again, it works out well. Say for the Rambam, for instance, who again adopts this approach of the chiyuv haschal on the father, and holds explicitly extends the mitzvah chinuch bein belavin, bein beessen.
So, what would the opinion that doesn't extend it do?
Oh, so we'll get to in a second. Then the second version, as we were discussing before, the other way to explain why the chiyuv is chal on the father is to say the chiyuv is chal on the father even though the focus is on the content. That's what we were developing, you know, for the Rambam and for and specifically and explicitly for Rashi in Tzukah Beis and Beis. Again, that's what we, you know, what guys thought was intuitive, that, you know, again, the chiyuv is chal on the father to ensure that the katan, you know, the katan's, you know, future is, you know, not adversely impacted. The question, we hinted at this before, the question you can ask on this approach, even though some guys thought this is more intuitive, but I would ask the question, if in fact the focus of the mitzvah is on the katan, so why did the Rabbanan formulate the chiyuv in terms of the gadol? I would assume, my intuition would be, if the focus on the katan, have the chiyuv be chal on the katan. So it could be that the reason for this, is that we hinted to before, is the factor of kein d'oraisa tzedek. Which is a notion that called the Tikkun Rabbanan ke'in d'oraisa tikkun. Right? Is that the Rabbanan, when they enacted takanos, the dinim d'Rabbanan, basically they enacted them in a way which resembled the form of dinim d'oraisa. And therefore, since you never find any dinim d'oraisa which apply to ketanim, it could be that the Rabbanan wanted to be metakin ke'in d'oraisa, and similarly, even though the focus of the mitzvah is on the katan, they wanted to formulate the chiv, in terms of the father, to make it ke'in d'oraisa. Just to point out that if you look very closely at that Ramban, which is quoted in the Ran Megillah, I think it's Meduyuk, he seems to say this. Right? He, after formulating that the mitzvah is chal on the father, he says, Mishum delav mitzvah didei, right, the mitzvah is not on the son, ela da'avua, rather the father. Why? He says, very important, five words, or six words, di'u. You read it? Meaning what? Huh? It's slow. The ihu, the katan.
It's not chayav mitzvahs at all.
So the question is, what does that mean? I think this idea. Lo mechayev. Just let it read. Lo mechayev be mitzvahs kol ikar. So presumably he's saying this idea that because katanim are never mechuyavim in mitzvahs, therefore the rabbanon, when they decided to create the mitzvah chinuch, adding a lashon ke'in d'oraisa tikkun, they decided to pattern the nature of the chiyuv, the tzura, the form of the chiyuv, based on the dinim d'oraisa, which is all chal on gedol.
I would think ke'in d'oraisa tikkun would be, you know, the other way. Ke'in d'oraisa tikkun, call anybody who's
the subject
is the one doing the, like,
okay.
You know, it's about him doing the mitzvah of sukkah, so he's five to do sukkah.
Maybe that's the other approach. Yeah, that's the email you were asking before. So maybe that's an alternative. Maybe the machlokes is, I mean, again, everyone agrees, it's very important, because everyone agrees to the notion of ke'in d'oraisa tikkun. So I guess it's a very nice idea that the machlokes between these two broad approaches in terms of whether the mitzvah of chinuch is chal on the katan or whether it's chal on the gadol, they both have to account for ke'in d'oraisa tikkun. So the machlokes is, how does ke'in d'oraisa take its form here? Do you focus on who is chayev and right, Daraisa Gedolim are Mechuyavim. So you say, oh, therefore, the Gadol should also be Mechuyav here. Where you say, no, from a different vantage point, say, in the realm of Daraisas, the subject of the mitzvah is always the one who's in the Mechuyav B'davar. And therefore, from that perspective, you would say, if the Katan is the focus, therefore the Katan should also be the Mechuyav B'davar. I like that.
Question? Yeah. Also, I think that just in the words of the Ramban, I think it might be more. I personally think it works better to say that the ihu lo mechayev mitzvot kol ikar means that like katan are never chayev, because katan can't be chayev mitzvot. Like they just never are, and they're not chayev mitzvot.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, instead of saying kandor, I said. Okay, could be. Well, that's also interesting. Anyone on this side?
I think you mentioned this earlier. How will Ramban know more on a brachas chafin biz?
Yeah. So in the Hemshech, he points out that it's lav dafka. It's not talking about a katan. It's talking about a son. It's like a ben who's a gadol.
Okay.
Okay, we'll stop here, and this time we made it in time for Mussar.